Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Happy 2026. This is going to be an incredible year. Thank you early in the year for taking time to listen. Now, if you're listening to this any other time, Happy New Year, right? We got to have fun. Oh my gosh. The show's called Mission Accepted. So you've taken the mission. You're listening to this when you need to listen to this. When this lands in your inbox, that's the time that you're supposed to listen to it. So maybe you're meant to remember how cool the beginning of a year is. It's like restart. Don't you love that? It is really like a restart where you give yourself permission to rethink, redream, reorganize, replan, whether it's getting rid of clothes or building a new business plan. Like there is just a refreshing feeling. I don't know about you, maybe I'm talking about myself, but I'm kind of thinking that there's this overall feeling of yay. And some people are like, oh my gosh, last year was the best year of my life. Some people were like, I don't want to redo that. Some people are somewhere in between. But the beautiful thing is, no matter what, 2026, you consciously by nature make decisions that are all about betterment, right? You're making decisions to better your results in some way, whether it's personal, spiritual, family, business, financial. And I hope and wish for you betterment in all areas of your life. We're called Mission Accepted for a reason, because people that tend to listen to the show have decided to take on a mission. So I know somewhere deep inside, unless you're just hanging out laughing at all those crazy people, that you have something called gumption inside. There's something gumptious that's other out alive in the world. And you're like, woo, I need help. I need help running this party. Or there's something that you haven't actualized yet. I'm going to encourage you to take that next step, whatever that step is, to bring that into fruition. We all know that time is, how can I explain it? For me, I feel time is like a veil. All of a sudden, it's there. And then the next thing you know, you're like, where did that time go? And what I want to share with you is kind of how I spend my time, how I scope out my year. What is it about us that is able to accomplish some of the things that we set out is because not only do we set intentions, but we really set things in motion. And I'm not saying that we know the whole plan. There's many things in my business that are unforeseen. That's the beautiful thing that your nervous system will come to love as an entrepreneur. You're like, didn't see that one coming. I said yes to them. Are you sure I said yes to them? You said yes to the beginning of the project, halfway through the project, the end of the project, and then deciding to continue the project, right? Things are unforeseen. It's like you just don't know what's around the corner, but you come to actually expect that, work with that, and love that. So this year, as we go into 2026, we are bouncing off some of those incredible things that we didn't see and some that we did. That's the beautiful thing about actually taking your dreams. I love the fact that, you know, my nickname is Professional Hippie, because I am very much a hippie and I love creativity and I love some of the not knowingness. And then that professional part is really important to bring in about putting those visions and creativity into some kind of what you want to call formula, system, plan, dream, goals. You know, the word business plan sometimes sends people awry, and sometimes it's the most refreshing two words that you're going to hear for this year, right? Putting it into action, which is hopefully by the time that you see this, you have been to a group that we've done. Like, we are so strong in our belief around planning, accountability, doing that in a community format, is that on 2026, I'm going to say it here. Yes, I am. 9 a.m. PST and 4 p.m. PST, because we're so international. You have to make those decisions. I'm going to be sitting probably in this office, probably on this chair, running an accountability group for people that want to top performance their planning, top performance their strategizing, and top performance their organizing in an accountability group where we get to grow, expand, and unforeseen together, right? And playing that top performance, because many times people will say this saying, and it's an old saying, but people are like, you know, I'm not 20 anymore. I mean, who knows? You might be 20 and listening to this and you're like, what? I was 2 years old. But what they mean by that is that I don't want to take as much time to get to where I want to go as maybe as it took me to get here, right? Or I don't want it to take me as long as it took my friends or other people that I know. So there is something really beautiful in having a handle on what it is that you want to do. And so I'll share with you what I do. I am hashtag paper girl, right? Some people love the world of digital. I taught brain health too long to know that when you write things on paper, it actually goes into your memory in a different way. And for me, literally, I will write a speech out before I go to speak, and I will actually have high level retention of that. We know statistically, you can look it up. You don't need to, you know, to listen to me, that when you're typing versus when you're writing, it's a whole different ballgame. So I am hashtag paper girl, and I like to make lists. And I want to make lists at the beginning. Well, for me, the beginning of the year is September 1st, just to let you know. By the time I get to January, I'm pretty clear on where I want to go. I like that last quarter of every year to have time to be in creativity. Like, what do I want for next year, right? If I waited till 2 weeks before January, that's not a lot of time for this girl to figure out all the things that I want in all the areas. I would be rushing myself because I'd be doing other things. I'd be celebrating the season. I'd be going with my friends. I'd be hanging out with my family. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I really want to make sure that I give myself time to do thorough plans. Like, this is my goal financially. This is my goal spiritually. This is my goal for relationships. And then really do what I call reverse engineering. What, you know, go backwards. What's it going to take throughout your year to achieve that? And then keep track of that. Which is, without plugging my planner, that's what the whole planner is about. That was the whole reason why we created planners, and you can grab it at any time during the year. And you will see its format is to ask you weekly questions and monthly questions. And then you get to this quarterly, because nobody wants to have unpleasant surprises at the end of the year. You started off the year strong. Usually by March, things are waning. If you do not have some form of other self-discipline, an accountability group, someone else who knows what it is that you're wanting to achieve, or you're tracking those themselves, you'd be highly unique to be able to do all of that, stay on target, and end up where you want to go without some kind of something. So for me, I really use paper and pen. I really check in with what I'm doing. I'm an analytics girl. Look at some of the stuff that you're excited about. It is January, people. And you got cool stuff that's going to be going on, and you got stuff that you're building. Maybe it's a new program. Maybe you're writing a book. Maybe you're starting your TV show. Maybe you're doing a marketing club. Maybe. And so you're going to put those things into action, and they're super excited. It's called the honeymoon stage for a reason. The creativity part is exciting. And then you'll release it, and you're in this honeymoon stage, and you're going to see if some of the things that you want to do are going to work easy, work not easy. Like, what is going to happen? And if they start to go in a different way, what is it that you've got planned to be able to deal with that? How can you change your direction? You may not change it completely. You might need to change it 3%, 1%, 2%. Maybe you thought that you were going to be getting a lot of yield from Facebook ads if you did your, you know, whatever program, but it's not working that way. Now you've got to find something else. There's something where you may need to change your idea around how you're going to have that goal. But that only happens when you have a plan and you have something to bounce it off. Otherwise, it can get really disheartening. I mean, this is entrepreneurship, people. This is, you know, self-directed mindset. Honestly, it's self-directed mindset. You're the one getting up with you every morning, and you're the one going to bed with you every night. And what can you say nice to yourself in that 3 minutes before you go to bed and go to sleep? And what's the nice thing you can say about yourself when you get up in the morning? because the day is unforeseen as much as we have it planned. And so I think you got to be as, you know, ready to go as possible. And how I'm ready to go is, like I said, I plan it, I write it. I think the last quarter of the year, and if you haven't done that, it's okay, right? You're gonna do it. You're just gonna do it really quickly. I bounce ideas off people that I trust, that I know, and have achieved what I'm asking about. Okay, that's, you know, I always say, don't ask your bank manager for marital advice, particularly if they're single. You know what I mean? Like, why are you going to ask people's opinion if they don't know what it is that you're doing? So going to the right people and coming up with like ideas around what it is that you want to do. So I do all that kind of information interview stuff in my last quarter. I write things big. Like I do a big vision as well. Like when I achieve these things that I want to achieve, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do? I mean, I could, you know, it's kind of a private list, but what is it that you want to do? You know, one of them is that I want to go to Greece, right? So that's a personal thing. I want to go to Greece. I'd like to have my daughter live closer. So maybe at a part of my business is successful, I can tease her to kind of live a little closer. You know what I mean? What are some of the things you're going to do with your success? What are some of the things you're going to do? Success might mean way more time with your family, way more time painting, way more time drawing, way more time doing nothing. You know what I mean? What is it? Is that the reward? Is it a financial reward? What are you going to do with that? Those are the pictures. I always talk about, you know, if you actually saw beyond the screen of all the different pictures and things that I have here that I look at that make impressions to me, I have 4 treasure maps, vision boards, back and front. On my fridge, I have this great picture of my dream office. It's my dream office. On there, I have like board of directors, people that I would love to be boarding of directing on my business, and people that already are. There's some people on there that are like, oh, I'm going to have to know some people to know some people to know some people to get them on my board. But what are you going to do? And those are the things that are motivating. I find them motivating. I think you find them motivating as well. So when you start to achieve, those are things to get excited about. When you start to maybe not achieve at the time frame that you think, those are the things that you hang on to. So what have you got? Down below, I've got all sorts of things. One of the big mantras for us this year in our company, in our business, is we want to help people rock the stage, rock the page, rock the screen, and rock their life. Do you know what? I could have easily said that from memory. It's right here. It's right down. Like, I know what the mantra next year is. Also, what I've got down below here is my whole office. It's got my whole office. I'm going to show you. Like, this is what the office is going to look like. Okay. Yeah, let me see. Oh, there's a ballet bar. Didn't you know I like ballet? There's a massage room. You know, there's an area for my son's company and my daughter. And there's a meditation section and there's a podcast area. And there's tables where I'm going to make perfume. I mean, these are the things that I do personally to run and rock my business and keep myself inspired. So it's here or it's on the front of the fridge because I know I'm going to go there a couple times during the day. I don't know about you. Right? So I'm sharing with you insight because I want to help you achieve, and I want you to be sitting here at the end of 2026. I want you to send me an email, a post, what have you, and go, oh my gosh, I was so excited. Thank you so much for, you know, reminding me about planning and strategy and reverse strategic and accountability and all the things that are going to help you. I've been doing this for a while, right? And I know that by nature, those are the things that if you have a plan, the chances of you achieving them are so much higher. If you plan the year, if you have a visual, if you have an idea, if you can taste the success, if you can work in a group, if you can have someone that's going to help cheer you on, I don't care how fantastic you are and how fantastic you do. It's nice to have someone that goes, good job. Look, we are solopreneurs by nature, right? There is no one standing behind me right now. Sometimes I have to go, good job, Deb. Good job. That was great. Stop and revel in the be proud. That was a really interesting lesson for me in the first chunk of years of being an entrepreneur, right? So I don't know if I've shared everything with you that you need to hear at the beginning of this year. If you haven't taken that time, please join us. Join us for one class. We're going to be there for, all year. Join us and get a sense of the questions that I'm asking that makes your brain think in that 1 to 3% top performance. you know, we can tell ourselves what to do all the time, but there's things to do, and then there's things to do. And things, if you're not watching me, then what I've got my hands up at the top. It takes as much energy to do a middle result activity than it does a top performance activity. And if you have someone that's talking and asking you those top performance questions week after week after week after week, come join us or do it in the planner, right? You will start, your brain will start to formulate and ask yourself different questions, which yield different results. Why? Because by nature, success is super fun when it comes sooner than we think. So I hope that there were some really beautiful things in there. I hope that you come and join us every week on Mission Accepted Podcast. I hope that you reach out and you say, I want to be sitting in that chair. I want to be one of the people that you interview. I want to come onto a group show. I want to come onto my own show. I want to have my own TV. I want to rock my stage or rock my page or rock the screen or rock my life. I'd love to hear from you. And if you are sitting back laughing, having a great time listening to all the crazy things that we do here, I'd love to hear from you as well. So that's what I have to say for you. I wish you the best of 2026. I hope to meet you before I'm sitting here doing this again in January 2027. So as always, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.